Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. OPT. Open Pre-trained Transformer Language Models. Authored 2022 by Susan Zhang, Stephen Roller, Naman Goyal, Mikel Artetex, Moya Chen, Shuahui Chen, Christopher Dewan, Mona Diab, Xian Li, Xi Victoria Lin, Todor Mihailov, Mile Ott, Sam Schleifer, Kurt Schuster, Daniel Samig, Puneet Singh Kora, Anjali Sridhar, Tinlu Wang, Luke Zettlinger. Abstract. Large language models, which are often trained for hundreds of thousands of compute days, have shown remarkable capabilities for zero and few-shot learning. Given their computational cost, these models are difficult to replicate without significant capital. For the few that are available through APIs, no access is granted to the full model weights, making them difficult to study. We present Open Pre-trained Transformers, OPT, a suite of decoder-only pre-trained transformers ranging from 125M to 175B parameters, which we aim to fully and responsibly share with interested researchers. We show that OPT-175B is comparable to GPT-3, while requiring only 1/7 the carbon footprint to develop. We are also releasing our logbook detailing the infrastructure challenges we faced, along with code for experimenting with all of the released models. One introduction: large language models, LLMs, trained on massive text collections have shown surprising emergent capabilities to generate text and perform zero and few-shot learning, Brown et al. 2020, Lieber et al. 2021, Smith et al. 2022, Ray et al. 2021, Chowdhury et al. 2022. While in some cases the public can interact with these models through paid APIs, full model access is currently limited to only a few highly resourced labs. Squared, this restricted access has limited researchers' ability to study how and why these large language models work, hindering progress on improving known challenges in areas such as robustness, bias, and toxicity. In this technical report, we present Open Pre-trained Transformers, OPT, a suite of decoder-only pre-trained transformers ranging from 125M to 175B parameters, which we aim to fully and responsibly share with interested researchers. We train the OPT models to roughly match the performance and sizes of the GPT-3 class of models, while also applying the latest best practices in data collection and efficient training. Our aim in developing this suite of OPT models is to enable reproducible and responsible research at scale, and to bring more voices to the table in studying the impact of these LLMs. Definitions of risk, harm, bias, and toxicity, etc., should be articulated by the collective research community as a whole, which is only possible when models are available for study. 3. We are releasing all of our models between 125M and 66B parameters, and will provide full research access to OPT-175B upon request. Access will be granted to academic researchers, those affiliated with organizations in government, civil society, and academia, and those in industry research laboratories. We are also releasing both the logbook of our model creation as well as our codebase, MetaSeq, cubed, which enabled training OPT-175B on 992 80GB A100 GPUs, reaching 147 TFLOP S utilization per GPU. From this implementation, and from using the latest generation of NVIDIA hardware, we are able to develop OPT-175B using only 1/7 the carbon footprint of GPT-3. While this is a significant achievement, the energy cost of creating such a model is still non-trivial, and repeated efforts to replicate a model of this size will only amplify the growing compute footprint of these LLMs. ACA. We believe the entire AI community, academic researchers, civil society, policymakers, and industry must work together to develop clear guidelines around responsible AI in general and responsible LLMs in particular, given their centrality in many downstream language applications. A much broader segment of the AI community needs access to these models in order to conduct reproducible research and collectively drive the field forward. With the release of OPT-175B and smaller-scale baselines, we hope to increase the diversity of voices defining the ethical considerations of such technologies. 2. Method. 2.1 models. We present results on 8 transformer language models ranging from 125 million to 175 billion parameters. Architectural details are displayed in Table 1. In the interest of transparency, and to reduce risk of training instabilities, our models and hyperparameters largely follow Brown et al. 2020, with variations in batch size mostly to obtain increased computational efficiency. 2.2. Training setup. For weight initialization, We follow the same settings provided in the Megatron LM codebase, 4 using a normal distribution with 0 mean and standard deviation of 0.006. Standard deviation for output layers are scaled by a 1.0 square root 2L term where L is the total number of layers. All bias terms are initialized as 0, and all models are trained with ReLU activation in a sequence length of 2048. We use an Adam W optimizer, Loshchilov and Hutter, 2017, with B, set to 0.9, 0.95, and weight decay of 0.1. We follow a linear learning rate schedule, warming up from 0 to the maximum learning rate over the first 2000 steps in OPT175B, or over 375M tokens in our smaller baselines, and decaying down to 10% of the maximum LR over 300B tokens. A number of mid-flight changes to LR were also required, see section 2.5. Our batch sizes range from 0.5M to 4M depending on the model size, see table 1, and is kept constant throughout the course of training. We use a dropout of 0.1 throughout, but we do not apply any dropout to embeddings. We clip gradient norms at 1.0, except for some mid-flight changes that reduce this threshold down from 1.0 to 0.3, see section 2.5. We also include a radiant predivide factor to reduce the risk of over, underflows when computing the gradient across all ranks, splitting the division by the world size of n into two division operations by square root n. 2.3. Pre-training corpus. The pre-training corpus contains a concatenation of datasets used in Roberta, Liu et al. 2019b, the pile, Gao et al. 2021a, and pushshift.io Reddit, Baumgartner et al. 2020, Roller et al. 2021. All corpora were previously collected or filtered to contain predominantly English text, but a small amount of non-English data is still present within the corpus via common crawl. We removed duplicated documents across all datasets by filtering out documents via Minhash LSH, Rajaraman and Ullman, 2011, with a Jaccard similarity 2.95. We found the pile was particularly full of duplicate documents, and advise future researchers using the pile to perform additional deduplication processing. We tokenize all corpora using the GPT-2 byte-level BPE tokenizer, Senric et al. 2016, Radford et al. 2019, Brown et al. 2020. Our final corpus contains roughly 180B tokens. Roberta, we included the book corpus, Zhu et al. 2015, and stories, Trin and Le, 2018, subsets of the Roberta corpus and utilized an updated version of CC News, containing news stories crawled through September 28, 2021. This CC News V2 corpus was pre-processed the same way as the original Roberta CC News, Liu et al. 2019b. The pile, we included a subset of the pile, Gao et al. 2021a, including Common Crawl, DM Mathematics, Project Gutenberg, Hacker News, Open Subtitles, Open Web Text 2, USPTO and Wikipedia. Other subsets of the pile were eliminated as we found they increased the risk of instabilities, as measured by tendency to cause spikes in gradient norms at the 1.3b scale, or were otherwise deemed unsuitable. All subsets went through additional ad hoc whitespace normalization. Pushshift.io Reddit, we included a subset of the pushshift.io corpus produced by Baumgartner et al. 2020, and previously used by Roller et al. 2021. To convert the conversational trees into language model accessible documents, we extracted the longest chain of comments in each thread and discarded all other paths in the tree. This reduced the corpus by about 66%. 2.4. Training efficiency. We trained OPT175B on 992 80GB A100 GPUs by utilizing fully sharded data parallel, Artetex et al. 2021, with Megatron LM tensor parallelism, Shuibi et al. 2019. We achieve utilization of up to 147 TFLOP S per GPU. We keep Atom state in FP32, since we sharded across all hosts, while the model weights remained in FP16. To avoid underflows, we used dynamic loss scaling, as described in Misikovicius et al. 2017. 2.5. Training processes. Here we describe significant training process adjustments that arose during OPT175B pre-training. Hardware failures. We faced a significant number of hardware failures in our compute cluster while training OPT175B. In total, hardware failures contributed to at least 35 manual restarts in the cycling of over 100 hosts over the course of 2 months. During manual restarts, the training run was paused, and a series of diagnostics tests were conducted to detect problematic nodes. Flagged nodes were then cordoned off and training was resumed from the last saved checkpoint. Given the difference between the number of hosts cycled out and the number of manual restarts, we estimate 70-plus automatic restarts due to hardware failures. Loss divergences were also an issue in our training run. When the loss diverged, we found that lowering the learning rate and restarting from an earlier checkpoint allowed for the job to recover and continue training. We noticed a correlation between loss divergence, our dynamic loss scaler crashing to zero, and the 1 to the power of 2 norm of the activations of the final layer spiking. These observations led us to pick restart points for which our dynamic loss scaler was still in a healthy state, is greater than or equal to 1.0, and after which our activation norms would trend downward instead of growing unboundedly. Our empirical LR schedule is shown in Figure 1. Early in training, we also noticed that lowering gradient clipping from 1.0 to 0.3 helped with stability. See our released logbook for exact details. Figure 2 shows our validation loss with respect to training iterations. Other mid-flight changes. We conducted a number of other experimental mid-flight changes to handle loss divergences. These included switching to vanilla SGD, optimization plateaued quickly, and we reverted back to Atom W, resetting the dynamic loss scaler. This helped recover some but not all divergences, and switching to a newer version of Megatron. This reduced pressure on activation norms and improved throughput. 3. Evaluations. 3.1 Prompting and Few Shot. We evaluate our model on 16 standard NLP tasks utilized in the literature. Hella Swag, Zellers et al. 2019. Story Close, Mostafazadeh et al. 2016. PIQA, Bisk et al. 2020. Arc Easy and Challenge, Clark et al. 2018. Open Book QA, Mihailov et al. 2018. Winograd, Levesque et al. 2011. Wino Grande, Sakaguchi et al. 2020, and Superglue, Wang et al. 2019. We follow GPT-3, Brown et al. 2020, by using their prompts and overall experimental setup. We compare primarily to GPT-3, having aimed to re-implement their evaluation settings, but include reported performance of other LLMs on a per-task basis when available. Lieber et al. 2021. Ray et al. 2021. Hoffman et al. 2022. Black et al. 2022. We report performance in accuracy, omitting F1 for multi-RC and record for consistency in evaluation metrics. For the Winograd Schema Challenge, WSC, task in the Superglue benchmark, we follow Brown et al. 2020, and formulate the task as multiple choice questions, which is known to affect performance, Liu et al. 2020. Zero-shot overall average zero-shot performance across all 14 tasks may be seen in Figure 3. Overall, we see our average performance follows the trend of GPT-3. However, performance can vary radically across the tasks. For a full breakdown, see Appendix A. Note that we intentionally removed multi-RC and WIC from these averages, as these datasets seem to systematically favor GPT-3 or opt disproportionately. Our performance roughly matched GPT-3 for 10 tasks, and underperformed in 3 tasks, ARC Challenge and Multi-RC. In 3 tasks, CB, Bool Q, WSC, we find both GPT and OPT models display unpredictable behavior with respect to scale, likely due to the small size of the validation set in these 3 tasks, 56, 277, and 104 examples, respectively. In WIC, we see that the OPT models always outperform the GPT-3 models, though the numbers reported by Brown et al. 2020 also seem questionable, given WIC being a binary classification task. 0.5 for multi-RC, we are unable to replicate the GPT-3 results using the DaVinci API 6 within our evaluation setup, suggesting differences in the methods of evaluation on this task. For Bool Q and WSC, we note that both OPT and GPT models seem to hover around majority class accuracy, suggesting small perturbations in probability masses may be dominating the evaluations. Chinchilla, Hoffman et al. 2022, and Gopher, Ray et al. 2021, perform roughly consistently with others for their parameter sizes, while Palm, Chowdhury et al. 2022, generally performs better across all settings, even when controlling for number of parameters. We speculate the high performance of Palm comes predominantly from higher quality and diversity of pre-training data. One-shot and few-shot average multi-shot in-context performance is shown in Figure 4, again, omitting multi-RC and WIC, with detailed performances shown in Appendix A across the average of all metrics. We find that OPT models perform similarly to GPT-3 models. However, as with zero-shot, breaking down these results per task shows a different story. In the same set of 10 datasets as zero-shot, we see similar performance across the two models. Some of the remaining datasets show inconsistent performance with respect to model size for both OPT and GPT-3 models, BULQ, CB, WSC, RTE. In multi-RC, we consistently see underperformance of OPT models compared to GPT-3 models. Similar to our zero-shot evaluation, we hypothesize our one and few-shot evaluation setup may differ significantly from Brown et al. 2020. 3.2. Dialogue. Given that LLMs are known to be an integral component of modern dialogue models, Adiwardana et al. 2020, Roller et al. 2021, Thopalon et al. 2022, Ray et al. 2021, Chowdhury et al. 2022, we additionally evaluate OPT-175B on several open-source dialogue datasets. In particular, we follow Roller et al. 2021, and evaluate on Convi 2, Dinan et al. 2020B, Wizard of Wikipedia, Dinan et al. 2019B, Empathetic Dialogues, Rashkin et al. 2019, and Blended Skill Talk, Smith et al. 2020. We additionally evaluate on the more recent Wizard of Internet dataset, Komaly et al. 2021. We focus our comparisons primarily against existing open-source dialogue models including the fine-tuned Blender Bot 1, Roller et al. 2021, and its pre-training counterpart Reddit 2.7b. We also compare against the fine-tuned R2C2 Blender Bot, a 2.7b parameter Blender Bot-like model trained by Schuster et al. 2022. We report perplexity and unigram F1, UF1, overlap, following the metrics of the Convi 2 competition, Dinan et al. 2020b. To control for different tokenization in each of the models, we normalize all perplexities to be in the space of the GPT-2 tokenizer, Radford et al. 2019. We also note which models are supervised with respect to these dialogue tasks and which are unsupervised. For OPT-175B, all generations are performed using greedy decoding up to a maximum of 32 tokens. We do not attempt to prompt the model at all except for alternating person 1 and person 2 lines of dialogue. The remaining models use the generation parameters found in Blender Bot 1. Results are shown in Table 2. We see that OPT-175B significantly outperforms the Alsun supervised Reddit 2.7b model on all tasks, and performs competitively with the fully supervised Blender Bot 1 model, especially in the Convi 2 dataset. On the Wizard of Internet dataset, which fully unsupervised for all models, we see that OPT-175B obtains the lowest perplexity but still has lower UF1 than the models with Wizard of Wikipedia supervision. We were somewhat surprised that the evaluations of the unsupervised OPT-175B model were as competitive as Blender Bot 1 on the Convi 2 dataset. This may indicate leakage of the Convi 2 dataset into the general pre-training corpus or even into the validation data as evaluated in Table 2. To address concerns of leakage, we searched our pre-training corpus for the first conversation in the Convi 2 dataset, but we did not find any overlap. We additionally evaluated OPT-175B on the Convi 2 hidden test set, which has never been publicly released, and achieved 10.7 ppl and 0.185 UF1, matching the performance of the validation set. Furthermore, we evaluated OPT-175B on a subset of the Convi 2-like multi-session chat, MSC, dataset, Xu et al. 2021b, and obtained a perplexity of 9.7 and UF1 of 0.177, indicating the model is generalizing well across multiple persona chat-like datasets. Since both MSC and WAL datasets were released after the common crawl snapshot used in pre-training corpus, there is minimal risk of leakage. We conclude that OPT-175B has a strong ability to maintain a consistent persona across conversations, a behavior also highlighted in Lambda, Thopalon et al. 2022. Four bias and toxicity evaluations to understand the potential harm of OPT-175B. We evaluate a series of benchmarks related to hate speech detection, stereotype awareness, and toxic content generation. While there may be shortcomings in these benchmarks, Blodgett et al. 2021, Jacobs and Wallach, 2021, these measurements provide a first step towards understanding the limitations of OPT-175B. We compare primarily against GPT-3 DaVinci, as these benchmarks were not yet available to be included in Brown et al. 2020. 4.1 hate speech detection using the Ethos dataset provided in Molas et al. 2020, and instrumented by Chu and Alexander, 2021. We measure the ability of OPT-175B to identify whether or not certain English statements are racist or sexist, or neither. In the 0, 1, and few-shot binary cases, the model is presented with text and asked to consider whether the text is racist or sexist and provide a yes, no response. In the few-shot multiclass setting, the model is asked to provide a yes, no, neither response. Results are presented in Table 3. With all of our one-shot through few-shot configurations, OP175B performs considerably better than DaVinci. We speculate this occurs from two sources. 1. Evaluating via the DaVinci API may be bringing in safety control mechanisms beyond the original 175B GPT-3 model used in Brown et al. 2020. And 2. The significant presence of unmoderated social media discussions in the pre-training dataset has provided additional inductive bias to aid in such classification tasks. 4.2. Crow's pairs. Developed for masked language models, Crow's pairs, Nangia et al. 2020. Is a crowdsourced benchmark aiming to measure intrasentence level biases in 9 categories: gender, religion, race, color, sexual orientation, age, nationality, disability, physical appearance, and socioeconomic status. Each example consists of a pair of sentences representing a stereotype or anti-stereotype regarding a certain group, with the goal of measuring model preference towards stereotypical expressions. Higher scores indicate higher bias exhibited by a model. When compared with DaVinci in Table 4, OP175B appears to exhibit more stereotypical biases in almost all categories except for religion. Again, this is likely due to differences in training data. Nangia et al. 2020 showed that pushshift.io Reddit corpus has a higher incidence rate for stereotypes and discriminatory text than other corpora, e.g. Wikipedia. Given this is a primary data source for OPT175B, the model may have learned more discriminatory associations, which directly impacts its performance on Crow's pairs. 4.3. Stereoset. Following Lieber et al. 2021, and Artetex et al. 2021, we use Stereoset, Nadim et al. 2021, to measure stereotypical bias across 4 categories: profession, gender, religion, and race. In addition to intersentence measurement, similar to Crow's pairs, Stereoset includes measurement at the intersentence level to test a model's ability to incorporate additional context. To account for a potential trade-off between bias detection and language modeling capability, Stereoset includes 2 metrics: language modeling score, LMS, and stereotype score, SS, which are then combined to form the idealized context association test score, ICAT. Unlike Lieber et al. 2021, we normalize scores by token count, rather than character count, which they report improves metrics for several models. Results are shown in Table 5. We see that DaVinci and OP175B exhibit similar scores on aggregate. Overall, ICAT is very close between the two. In particular, DaVinci outperforms in the areas of profession and race, while OP175B outperforms in the areas of gender and religion. OPT175B performs better across the board on the SS metric, while DaVinci generally outperforms on the LMS metric. 4.4. Real toxicity prompts. We evaluate the tendency of OP175B to respond with toxic language via the real toxicity prompts, Gemin et al. 2020, dataset. Following Palm, Chowdhury et al. 2022, we sample 25 generations of 20 tokens using nucleus sampling, Holtzman et al. 2020, PO.9, for each of 10,000 randomly sampled prompts from RTP, and report mean toxicity probabilities of the continuations, stratified across bucketed toxicities of the original prompts. For comparison, we report bucketed toxicity rates from DaVinci and Palm. Results are shown in Figure 5. Overall, we see equals that OPT175B has a higher toxicity rate than either Palm or DaVinci. We also observe that all 3 models have increased likelihood of generating toxic continuations as the toxicity of the prompt increases, which is consistent with the observations of Chowdhury et al. 2022. As with our experiments in hate speech detection, we suspect the inclusion of unmoderated social media texts in the pre-training corpus raises model familiarity with, and therefore propensity to generate and detect, toxic text. This strong awareness of toxic language may or may not be desirable depending on the specific requirements of downstream applications. Future applications of OP175B should consider this aspect of the model, and take additional mitigations, or avoid usage entirely as appropriate. 4.5 Dialogue safety evaluations. Finally, we compare OPT175B on 2 dialogue safety evaluations. The first, Safer Dialogues, Ung et al. 2021, measures the ability to recover from explicit safety failures, usually in the form of apologizing or recognizing its mistake. The second, the Safety Bench Unit Tests, Dinan et al. 2021, measures how unsafe a model's response is, stratified across levels of topic sensitivity, safe, realistic, unsafe, and adversarial. As with the other dialogue evaluations, section 3.2, we compare to several existing open-source dialogue models. Results for both experiments are shown in Table 6. We observe that OPT-175B has similar performance as the Reddit 2.7B model across both safer dialogues in the unit tests, with OPT-175B performing marginally better in the safe and adversarial settings. Consistent with Roller et al., 2021, and Xu et al., 2020, we find that the models fine-tuned on curated dialogue datasets, BlenderBot 1, R2C2, have overall lower toxicity. We conclude that future experimentation of OPT-175B for dialogue should contain explicit fine-tuning on curated datasets in order to improve the safety profile. 5. Limitations. In sections 3.1 and 4, we carried out extensive evaluation of all released models at varying scales. We saw parity in performance for standard evaluation datasets used the GPT-3 models. Moreover, we performed safety, bias, and inclusion evaluations, again seeing largely comparable performance with some variations in toxicity and hate speech detection. However, such evaluations may not fully characterize the complete limitations of these models. In general, we qualitatively observe that OPT-175B suffers from the same limitations noted in other LLMs, Brown et al. 2020, Lieber et al. 2021, Thapalan et al. 2022, Ray et al. 2021, Smith et al. 2022, Chowdhury et al. 2022, Bender et al. 2021. In particular, we found OPT-175B does not work well with declarative instructions or point-blank interrogatives. Prompting with such instructions tends to produce a simulation of a dialogue beginning with such an instruction, rather than an execution of the instruction. Future work into instruction learning, in the vein of InstructGPT, Yang et al. 2022, may alleviate these limitations. OPT-175B also tends to be repetitive and can easily get stuck in a loop. While sampling can reduce the incidence rate of repetitive behavior, Holtzman et al. 2020, we anecdotally found it did not eliminate it entirely when only one generation is sampled. Future work may wish to incorporate more modern strategies for reducing repetition and improving diversity, such as unlikelihood training, Wellick et al. 2020, or best first decoding, Meister et al. 2020. Similar to other LLMs, OPT-175B can produce factually incorrect statements, Adiwardana et al. 2020, Brown et al. 2020, Roller et al. 2021, Ray et al. 2021, Chowdhury et al. 2022, Thapalan et al. 2022. This can be particularly harmful in applications where information accuracy is critical, such as healthcare and scientific discovery, Weidinger et al. 2021b. Recently, several efforts have reported that retrieval-augmented models can improve factual correctness of LLMs, Lewis et al. 2020, Comeli et al. 2021, Thapalan et al. 2022, Borjo et al. 2021, Schuster et al. 2022, Nakano et al. 2021. We believe OPT-175B will also benefit from retrieval augmentation in future iterations. As shown in Section 4, we also find OPT-175B has a high propensity to generate toxic language and reinforce harmful stereotypes, even when provided with a relatively innocuous prompt, Gemin et al. 2020, and adversarial prompts are trivial to find, Dinan et al. 2021. There has been a great deal of work on mitigations for toxicity and biases, Dathathri et al. 2019, Dinan et al. 2019a, Sheng et al. 2019, Dinan et al. 2020a, Liu et al. 2019a, Krause et al. 2020, Xu et al. 2020, Liang et al. 2021, Dinan et al. 2021, Xu et al. 2021a, Damila et al. 2021, Shik et al. 2021, Yang et al. 2022. Depending on downstream applications, future uses of OPT-175B may need to employ these or novel mitigation approaches, especially before any real-world deployment. Given our primary goal is a replication of GPT-3, we choose not to apply these mitigations in this first release. In summary, we still believe this technology is premature for commercial deployment. Despite including data sheets and model cards, we believe more scrutiny should be afforded to the training data with additional data characterization and selection criteria in order to use data responsibly. The current practice is to feed the model with as much data as possible and minimal selection within these datasets. despite having comprehensive evaluations, we would ideally have more streamlined and consistent evaluation setups to ensure replicability and reproducibility of evaluation scenarios. Differences in prompting styles and number of shots for in-context learning could create variations that lead to different results. We hope that the public release of the OPT models will enable many more researchers to work on these important issues. 6 considerations for release following the recommendations for individual researchers generated by the Partnership for AI. 7 Along with the governance guidance outlined by NIST, we are disclosing all of the details involved in training OPT 175B through our logbook, our code, and providing researchers access to model weights for OPT 175B, along with a suite of smaller baselines mirroring the setup for OPT 175B. We aim to be fully accountable for the development lifecycle of OPT 175B, and only through increasing transparency around LLM development can we start understanding the limitations and risks of LLMs before broader deployment occurs. By sharing a detailed account of our day-to-day training process, we disclose not only how much compute was used to train the current version of OPT 175B, but also the human overhead required when underlying infrastructure or the training process itself becomes unstable at scale. These details are generally omitted from previous publications, likely due to the inability to fully ablate changes made mid-flight, without drastically increasing the compute budget. We hope that by revealing how certain ad hoc design decisions were made, we can improve upon these practices in the future, and collectively increase the experimental robustness in developing models at this scale. Outside of these notes, the MetaSeq codebase itself is the final source of truth in many of our implementation details. By releasing our development codebase, we aim to shed light on any implementation detail that may have been omitted from being explicitly enumerated in this paper, as it is either considered a detail of standard practice in the field, or is simply a detail we failed to account for. This current codebase is also the only known open-source implementation of training a decoder-only transformer that is greater than or equal to 175B parameters without the use of pipeline parallelism on NVIDIA GPUs. To enable experimentation at 175B scale, we are providing researchers with direct access to the parameters of OPT 175B. The reasoning here is twofold. Enable responsible AI research into LLMs while simultaneously reducing the environmental impact of pursuing research at this scale. There is a growing body of work detailing ethical and social risks from deploying language models with emergent capabilities at scale. Weidinger et al. 2021a. Bomasani et al. 2021. Dinan et al. 2021. Kenton et al. 2021. By limiting access to OPT 175B to the research community with a non-commercial license, we aim to focus development efforts on quantifying the limitations of the LLMs first, before broader commercial deployment occurs. 10. Furthermore, there exists significant compute and carbon cost to reproduce models of this size. While OPT 175B was developed with an estimated carbon emissions footprint, CO2eq, of 75 tons, GPT-3 was estimated to use 500 tons, Patterson et al. 2021, while Gopher required 380 tons, Ray et al. 2021. These estimates are not universally reported, and the accounting methodologies for these calculations are also not standardized. In addition, model training is only one component of the overall carbon footprint of AI systems. We must also consider experimentation and eventual downstream inference cost, all of which contribute to the growing energy footprint of creating large-scale models, Wu et al. 2022. By releasing our logbook, we hope to highlight the gap between a theoretical carbon cost estimate that assumes no hardware failures or training instabilities, versus one that aims to include the entire LLM development lifecycle. We need to understand the manufacturing, or embodied, carbon of these systems, Gupta et al. 2021, as they grow increasingly more complex, and we hope that our paper can help future work in defining additional factors to consider when measuring the impact of scale on the environment. Similarly, by producing a set of baselines across a wide range of scales, we hope to enable the broader research community to study the impact and limitations of these models with respect to scale alone. As reported in Hoffman et al. 2022, many of these LLMs may have been undertrained as a function of the amount of training data used, which implies that incorporating more data and continuing to train these baseline models may continue to improve performance. There is also evidence that step function changes in capabilities may occur at a scale that is much smaller than 175B, Wei et al. 2021, indicating a need to examine a wider range of scales for different research applications. 7. Related work. Since the publication of the transformer architecture, Vaswani et al. 2017, and Burt, Devlin et al. 2019, the field of NLP has experienced a massive shift towards the use of LLMs with self-supervised pre-training. Multiple masked language models, including T5, Raffle et al., 2020, and Megatron LM, Shuibi et al., 2019, have shown consistent improvements through scale. These scaling gains come not only from growing the total number of parameters in the models, but also the amount and quality of pre-training data, Liu et al., 2019b, Hoffman et al., 2022. Auto-regressive language models, Mikhailov et al., 2009, have seen the largest growth in model size, from 117m parameters, Radford et al., 2018, to over 500b parameters, Smith et al., 2022, Chowdhury et al., 2022. The resulting massive improvement in generative fluency and quality was first characterized in GPT-2, Radford et al., 2019, and further improved with GPT-3, Brown et al., 2020, and later models. Although a variety of very large, over 100b parameters, generative models have now been trained, Lieber et al., 2021, Ray et al., 2021, Thapilan et al., 2022, Smith et al., 2022, Chowdhury et al., 2022, they are all closed source and accessible only internally or via paid API services. There are a few notable efforts towards open sourcing LLMs from nonprofit research organizations including Eleuther AI, Black et al., 2022, and Big Science. These models differ from the OP models in pre-training data, target languages and model scale, making it possible for the community to compare different pre-training strategies. Since Brown et al., 2020, the primary evaluation criterion for LLMs has been prompt-based, Black et al., 2022, Ray et al., 2021, Chowdhury et al., 2022, as is also performed in this paper. This is largely due to the convenience of evaluating on many tasks without specialized task-specific fine-tuning. Prompting itself has a long history. Close evaluations back several decades, Chamgo Burs and Jurovsky, 2008, Mostafazadeh et al., 2016. More recently, prompting or masked infilling has been used to probe models for knowledge, Petroni et al., 2019, or perform a variety of NLP tasks, Radford et al., 2019, Brown et al., 2020. There has also been work on eliciting prompting behavior in smaller models, Schick and Schutz, 2020, Gao et al., 2021b, Li and Liang, 2021, Lester et al., 2021, Scow and Rush, 2021. Improving the flexibility of prompting, Shin et al., 2020, and understanding why and how prompting works, Liu et al., 2021, Min et al., 2022. Recent efforts have shown gains by fine-tuning models to directly respond to instruction-style prompting, Wei et al., 2021, Min et al., 2021, San et al., 2021, Yang et al., 2022. However, effective prompt engineering remains an open research challenge. Results vary significantly and unpredictably with the selection of the prompt, Liu et al., 2021, and models do not seem to understand the prompts as fully as we expect, Webson and Pavlik, 2021. Furthermore, it is challenging to write prompts without a development set, which leads to questions about the extent to which we are actually achieving zero or few-shot learning in practice, Perez et al., 2021. We do not attempt to address these concerns of prompting, and instead only aim to provide evaluation of OPT-175B in existing settings. However, we hope the full release of OPT-175B will enable others to better study these challenges in the future. 8. Conclusion. In this technical report, we introduced OPT, a collection of auto-regressive language models ranging in size from 125m to 175b parameters. Our goal was to replicate the performance and sizes of the GPT-3 class of models, while also applying the latest best practices in data curation and training efficiency. We described training details, evaluated performance in a number of NLP and dialogue settings, and characterized behaviors with respect to bias, toxicity, and hate speech. We also described many other limitations the models have, and discussed a wide set of considerations for responsibly releasing the models. We believe the entire AI community would benefit from working together to develop guidelines for responsible LLMs, and we hope that broad access to these types of models will increase the diversity of voices defining the ethical considerations of such technologies. Acknowledgements. We would like to thank Scott Jeshonik, Jiri Anantharaman, Diego Serena, Joaquin Colombo, Chris Bray, Stephen Roylands, Kalyan Saladi, Shubho Sengupta, and Brian Ohoro for helping to remove infrastructure blockers along the way, Percy Liang, Rashid Bamasani, and Emily Dinan for discussions on responsible release practices, Carol Jean Wu for discussions on sustainability and carbon footprint considerations, Srini Iyer, Ramakanth Passanuru, and Shruti Bosale for previous contributions to evaluations, Benjamin Lafader, Dita Chauhan, Natalia Gimelshine, Horace He, and Sam Gross for discussions on performance improvement work, Emily Dinan, Carol Jean Wu, Daniel McKinnon, and Mark Tigert for feedback on this draft, Antoine Boards, Joel Pinot, Mary Williamson, Nesip Fazil Ayan, Armand Julin, Sergei Ejinov, Melanie Kambader, Zornitsa Kozareva, Vase Stoyanov, Vitaly Lipchinsky, Rahul Iyer, Jing Shu, Jason Weston, and many others for supporting this project internally. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.